Okay, it's Black Friday, and instead of spending the day at the mall, StoryCorps and NPR invite you to take part in the National Day of Listening. Take an hour. Ask someone you know about their life and record the conversation. This year, our focus is on veterans. StoryCorps founder Dave Isay recorded a National Day of Listening interview himself. He spoke with his friend Gordon Bowler, who is also the general manager of member station WMUK in Kalamazoo, Michigan. They talked about Gordon's son, Matthew, who was killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq in 2007.
He was a young man who knew what he wanted to do, and military service was the way that he chose to go.
Did he call you and tell you that he joined the service?
He did. I could kind of see it coming, but I knew I couldn't talk him out of it. I just wanted to acquaint him with all of the implications of what he was doing, and he knew those. His first tour of duty was in Mosul. I will not forget the day that he called me, and he said, "I had to bury my sergeant today." He was in a vehicle. He stuck his head out and then fell back, and we tried to revive him, and we couldn't. So he knew all about casualties in the field. He'd seen it right in his lap, and he chose to volunteer and go back for a second tour. He called me about a week to 10 days before he was killed in action. He said, "You know, I heard there was a shooting on a campus at a university in the United States, and that's all I know. And I know you work on a campus and just wanted to know that you were okay." Now, of course, I was fine, but here he is in a combat situation. He's calling to make sure I'm okay. And that was the last phone conversation I ever had with him. He was killed on a road south of Baghdad. And the next morning, I went to the bedroom window and I looked out. And I saw a uniformed Army sergeant and a uniformed chaplain standing on my doorstep. And you tell yourself, maybe they're going to tell me he's wounded, but you know.
What was the hardest moment for you?
I think at the funeral home, the casket was open. He was whole. I touched his forehead, knowing that we would close the lid and bury him the next day in Arlington, in Section 60, and not see him again. That was tough.
How do you want Matthew to be remembered?
I want him to be remembered as somebody who cared about other people, and he cared about his family back home, and he served his country, and that was his highest calling, and he did it with honor. That's how I want him to be remembered.
That's Gordon Bowler speaking with his friend Dave Isay. You can hear more of this conversation and learn how to share your own StoryCorps National Day of Listening interview by going to npr.org.